And now, As the Dice Roll, brought to you today by Baghdad Shish Kebab. Nothing says ow like a good old shish kebab from Baghdad.
Previously on What Is Not.
Like, we already need a party bus to get the rest of these people out.
Something happens and now the building is glowing.
So really the tire tracks were going to give it away anyway. The glow is probably inconsequential.
There is an old beaten up tour bus. It all starts collapsing into a perfectly new bus. He lifts the door up, and it immediately lurches out of his hand and is blown away by the powerful winds.
All right, we're stuck. Come rescue us, people.
In the sand of the Mojave Desert in California, off historic Route 66, sits a small desert town called Baghdad.
We have some ancient prophecy that something bad's going to go down in Baghdad.
It's a town of shadows and secrets.
Things aren't as they seem, but we're still not quite sure what's going on.
Where bumps in the night aren't the house settling.
Trying to find answers.
And the monster under your bed lies in wait for your foot to leave the safety of your covers.
My mom used to tell me all of these weird stories about monsters, but I didn't really believe anything she said because, you know, that's crazy talk.
It's a world where cultists spend their days pushing papers at the DMV and their nights summoning ancient creatures from the dread beyond.
Maybe something happened down at Cryptocore.
The expert.
Susan Donaldson. The town vet.
The freelancer.
People call me Beth. Hunting is sort of just like a business that I'm in.
The deathless.
Bruce the zombie and his father cast a spell to bring him back.
The initiate.
Donovan Helean, part of an ancient order of monster hunters.
The monstrous.
Zeke Solardier. He works for Cryptocore, which is his family's corporation.
It's a town where it's very hard to tell what is real and what is not. Welcome to Baghdad.
Okay, we're coming. Let me know when we get close.
You are pulling up behind the Humvee is pulling up behind the other soldiers, and then the bus is, I would say, not like it's up to you if you're going to pull out where they can see you or not. You can kind of stay idling behind a vehicle behind a building.
I think we should stay idling back just in case.
Yeah, because
things don't go well.
We're not terribly close to the soldiers' Humvees yet, are we?
No, you're right behind them.
You're right behind them.
Yeah, we just pulled up right behind them there.
Right? Oh, right behind them. Okay.
Well, if you want to stop further back, you can.
Okay. Well, when we get close enough that they're, I think I can hit them with the rocket launcher. But before we get any closer than we need to be, I'm gonna say to Zeke, okay, hold up right here. I'm gonna take a shot. And I will, in magic mode, fire my rocket launcher at a bad guy Humvee.
All right, so you're going to do that at a -1 because the winds are getting really bad. It's very, very cold.
Your -1 can't stop me.
Oh,
okay, and this is kicking some ass, right?
Yeah.
Ha! 7.
Is that plus the
that's plus the, 1 for my well that's plus 2 tough minus 1 for the blizzard, so
okay, so it is an actual 7. All right,
it's 7 total.
Oh boy,
7's good. I think 7's good.
7 is what do you get with 7? Let's see.
You get a consequence with 7. So.
Yeah.
You get a consequence with 7.
But it works.
That's true.
Okay, so the magic rocket hits the farthest back Humvee. Because that's what you were shooting at, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it hits it. And nothing seems to happen at first. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like the black metal of the Humvee turns into a big spike and comes shooting in a diagonal pattern off the roof. And then another one kind of like shoots out the back. It's like it was becoming a big, pointy mass of metal. One of them stabs right through one of the soldiers' shoulders. They start seeing this happening, and people, you know, they scurry away, but it keeps like these spikes just keep forming in the you know, around. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's just like big pieces of metal are spiking out of the Humvee, and it just keeps happening. Like, just another spike and another spike and another spike and another spike.
Zeke, text Susan and Beth and tell them the bad guy should be pretty distracted.
I'm also thinking we could probably, with the vehicle being a Cryptocore vehicle, we could, you know, basically put our hands up and like pretend like we're being collected by Cryptocore. So
I think they know what we look like.
That works so long as we don't actually get out of the vehicle, which would.
So I direct everyone to go out the door with their hands up, and file like along the wall, like away
They're
from.
Distracted. Why would you have your hands up?
Well, I'm playing along. They're distracted, but I'm basically just in case I don't want anybody to get shot. So we're all like filing out and we're walking along the wall of the building away from the Humvees, basically filing out and walking out. And that's what we're going to try to do with our hands up.
Okay. So you're doing that. What is everybody else doing?
So the car has the Humvee is stopped and we're all in it, right? Is Donovan still hanging out the top with his rocket launcher in hand?
He is.
Yeah, I'll be getting ready to fire another one at one of the other bad guy Humvees, but I bet I need to wait. I bet some other people need a turn before I can do that.
And this is when Susan and the group are all walking out with their hands up.
Yeah, I'm directing. I tell Bruce through FaceTime. I'm thinking you guys should pull up like you're collecting us, like we're prisoners.
How close does Beth get with the van? Like, how close are you getting?
Am I behind our Humvee, or am I on the opposite side?
There's a building. The building that is across the way from the one that Susan and the NPCs are in is between you and Donovan's Humvee.
Okay, so they need to come around the other side of the building, or I need to move the bus?
Either they need to go past the soldiers and the Humvees, or you need to pull the bus up next to them, and then they can jump in. Those are your two options.
Yeah. So what's to prevent the soldiers and the Humvees from just starting to shoot at the prisoners as they walk outside?
Nothing. That's why I'm saying, like, maybe pull the bus up and we'll look like we're being collected while this chaos.
It doesn't really make sense because...
Okay. Then,
like, us coming to collect... No, I just mean, like, the whole hands-up collecting part, because they literally just had a magic rocket get shot at them, so... It would seem a bit odd for everyone to come out with their hands up all of a sudden, even though, like, now they're distracted with a spiky Humvee.
I'm just taking advantage.
Because the bus doesn't look like a prison transport, does it?
No,
it's like a tourist bus.
Yeah, it's a but, I mean, tour bus.
To accomplish what I think Mandy's trying to accomplish and to take care of Beth's concern or Katie's concern, I would say... Beth could just pull the bus up next to the door and let people hop in.
Okay.
Like, I'd say that they are distracted enough for that.
Okay, so let's do that.
Okay, so we're racing out. We still have our hands up just in case anybody's paying attention. And we're filing toward the bus, which has just rounded the corner and is now available.
Keanu Bruce is helping them get on.
Do we need to roll for any of these things, or is this okay to just hop on the bus?
Okay, so I need everybody to roll a roll versus tough, not for experience.
I got a 12.
10.
11.
Oh, we're rolling two die.
Yeah.
I have a 9 total.
I can't get my dice out of the container. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh my god, a 3 again.
Awesome. Zeke.
Really?
Gosh,
really?
I don't get it.
Zeke.
What are the odds?
What's your tough, though?
My tough is 2. So I get 5.
You really like we love 5s on this show.
We do. Weird.
All right, everyone rolled good except Zeke.
Normal.
And then I need each of you roll a 1d6.
Oh.
Fuck.
I rolled 3. A 5.
2.
3.
So I got a 2, a 3, a 5, and a 6.
And a 2.
So 2 twos.
Hey, Zeke, what's up? What was that
for? Okay. So as everybody's loading on, Donovan, you notice that the Humvee that is getting all the spikes is starting to shake.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Sounds good.
And again, another spike comes out, and another spike comes out, another spike comes out, and then all of a sudden, they all suck into a tiny little ball of metal. Like, it's like this little black ball.
Oh, boy.
And then shoot back out.
Like?
And so, like spikes flying everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
One of them goes straight.
It's like a cluster bomb kind of a thing?
Kind of, yeah. And so one of them goes hurtling towards the Humvee that you guys are in, and it gets Zeke in the shoulder for 2 harm.
Oh, no!
Like right through the window, right into the shoulder.
Oh, Zeke, you're taking it. You're taking it this go around. No.
First, chupacabras, now it's a spike in the shoulder.
So, Zeke use his unquenchable vitality?
Give me
to
a second.
Heal himself?
Give me a second to resolve all the other actions, and then, So, another spike goes into the side of the bus and hits Beth in the leg for 1 damage.
Oh,
for 1 harm.
Beth!
My leg!
Beth! And then does it kill Ambrose?
No, it does not kill Ambrose.
Wow.
Don't forget that I know where you live.
I was putting together a list of all the NPCs, and I was going to see who can I take out, but since they're kind of blocked by the bus, I figure Beth is kind of the closest to, so it's a fair shot.
That's beautiful.
Now, out of the 6 soldiers that have... Out of the 12 soldiers that have been out, 1 was hit previously, but 5 more take various types of damage. So I would say you are down to about 6 soldiers that are actively a threat.
Wait, weren't they in the vehicle that just scrunched into metal?
Yeah.
Well, one of them is gone and dead because it was in there.
Okay,
and
the other ones got moved out when. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and then one got smacked by one of the initial spikes, and so the rest of them cleared away from it. Yeah, so the ones that are down, and none of them, the only one that you assume is gone is the one that was in the passenger seat. He's not there anymore.
All right, so we're still getting everyone on. Everyone's like screaming at this point. I'm assuming, and ducking, and do we successfully get everyone onto the bus?
Yeah, I would say everybody's on the bus. What do you do now?
Do we still have our van, right? Do we need it? Do we have everyone in vehicles?
It depends. I mean, you can certainly put people in the van. Right now you are You have people in a Humvee, and you have people in a bus. Nobody has talked about the van.
I say we just leave the van at this point.
Okay, as long as everyone has a seat. All right.
He'd try and heal himself?
Yes. Now, like I say, Zeke can try and heal himself.
All right. I have to roll. Well, okay.
Oh.
So that is that plus cool, which is zero. Two sixes.
Oh,
oh nice.
Wow.
Frankly, it's a little bit of a waste on this.
Well, you get your two hit points back, right? Because you heal yourself for two
harm. Yeah, on a 10 plus, heal two harm and stabilize your injuries.
All right. So I would say that Zeke like pushes the spike back out the window, and the wound closes up instantly.
Can he push the spike into some of the soldiers that are remaining? Maybe they're all standing in a straight line, and it goes right through three of them.
And it just shish kebabs all of them?
Yes, yes. And that happened.
No.
Okay, so can we get away at this point? What are the six soldiers doing?
Well, they're a little scattered. I would say three of them are guns trained on the Humvee, and the other three guns trained on the bus.
While I was in the place, I was trying to find out the best way to get out. Did I make any headway in getting that information from Ivanhoff?
Ivanhoff only knows of one way in or out. It's a high security area, so everybody has to go through the main checkpoint to get in. Everything else is gated, and it's like it's not just wire fence. It's actual like industrial fencing. There is a secondary entrance on the opposite side of where you are that could be less guarded. It's where a lot of deliveries will come in because it's closer to one of the distribution areas, but A, it's on the other side of the compound, and B, there's no telling whether or not that's going to be guarded or anything like that.
So we're closest to the main exit. We don't know how it'll be guarded. And there's no other like way to punch through a wall or a fence or, and then take the dirt road. I mean, to like create our own road.
Well, that would be up to you guys what you want to try and do. Right now, you can just picture that there's a lot of like that. It's not, I guess it's ironwork fences all the way around, because chain link just wouldn't be high security enough. Barbed wire at the top, just two checkpoints.
So Donovan can mend things. Can Donovan unmend things?
I mean, I can do an attack. I can cause harm.
Can you make part of a fence disappear so we can like go through place that's unguarded?
I mean, he has a literal rocket launcher, so
I would not use the rocket launcher if we're just trying to get a hole in the fence, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do an inflict harm attack on the fence and try to cast like a fireball at it.
Inflict harm does one harm, and I think against metal, one harm is pretty insignificant. You do have a functioning rocket launcher. Like, it doesn't just shoot magic out.
I could use the regular, ordinary, run-of-the-mill explodey part, I guess.
Rather than creating something that will punch spiky holes into us. Fine.
I mean, the magic it does is pretty awesome, guys. Blizzards and that spiky thing. I mean, okay. I'm gonna bust us a hole in the fence, y'all.
Don't we need to deal with the fact that I have a giant spike through my leg?
Yeah, I tell.
Fine. It only did one damage.
I tell Beth the direction that I think she should go. Basically, I'm based on the information I've found out so far, I'm looking for the closest wall. Like
the closest wall is probably about 100 yards behind the building you guys are in.
Okay. And
like,
that would
like they made it to pretty far to the out. Yeah, they made them out to the outskirts of the campus, but it's all gates and everything. I mean, not gates. It's all fencing back there. There's really no natural way to exit. But if you want to blow a hole in it, you can certainly give that a try.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to do that, and hopefully Donovan follows, because I don't think we have any way to communicate with him at the moment.
I mean, if I see the bus speeding towards a wall, I'll figure it out.
So is someone else going to be driving, since I have a hole in my leg?
You're tough, man. Like, you're like, the adrenaline is pumping. Like, Bruce is also...
He's really into just standing now. That's his new thing.
He is looking intensely out the window. You're not moving, but he's still looking intensely.
He's actually watching speed to see exactly how Keanu Reeves acts. So
he's doing the whole checking the phone, then checking the driver's mirror to see if he's got it down.
I remove whatever outer garment I have to try to like stop any bleeding, but I don't want to take out the spike at this point. So if you know, Beth, are you able to get us to the wall right behind the building?
Sure.
Okay, so that's what we're doing, and I don't know what the guards are doing, and I'm hoping that Zeke and Donovan appear and. Because now I need to explain to them my plan.
Always good to have a plan. Hello, I'm Joe Hogan, the editor of As the Dice Roll. I hope you're enjoying this episode of What Is Not. We hope you're having a very happy holiday season. If you want to wish us a happy holidays, you can find us in our Slack channel. To join, all you need to do is go to geek2geekmedia.com and find the link under the Contact Us tab. We also are on other social medias. You can find us on the app formerly known as Twitter at As the Dice Roll RP, or on Instagram at As the Dice Roll. Or you can email us at podcast@asthedicerollcast.com. You can also follow our cast in their other internet endeavors. You can read Todd's book, Tag Your IT, by going to toddsullivanbooks.com. And you can catch Katie on Tea Time with Katie and Chelsea and Can't Stop Me Loving K-Pop. That's it for me this week. We're taking the next 2 weeks off because of the holidays, but we will be back on Monday, January 8th, with the next episode of Cautious Optimism, and then again on January 15th with the next episode of What Is Not. Now let's get back to our hunters and see what Susan's plan is, right after a quick commercial break. When toxic culture has you down.
When you're just looking to laugh and have fun.
Kick back and enjoy watching a video game.
Or just make some new friends.
It's time to visit the Geek to Geek Media Network.
A community of podcasters, streamers, and bloggers.
Well, more of a family than a community.
All dedicated to geeking out about the things we love. Things like...
video games.
Star Wars.
Comics.
Movies.
K-pop.
Disney Plus.
Keanu
Reeves.
New.
Or whatever our community decides is the next best thing.
That's right. We have a great online community on Slack and Discord where we chat about our weekly geekery with listeners and viewers.
And each other.
Yep, and each other in real time. And we can't wait for you to join us.
So come check us out at geek2geekmedia.com.
And escape toxic fandom for something much more...
Keanu?
Yes, Keanu.
Bruce is with the...
He's on the bus.
He's on the bus.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to call Zeke then. Doesn't Zeke still have his phone? Because
Donovan's. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Donovan's phone's with Susan.
Me. I text Zeke and say, come back to the wall. We need the rocket launcher. Let's punch a hole through this thing.
And what are we? Why are we punching a hole through the wall? I missed this.
So that you can drive the van and come back to...
That's what I text Zeke. So we can punch a hole through this thing.
Because they're trying to drive the bus and the Humvee that you're in out of a hole in the security fencing around...
Oh, security fencing. So we did drive away from the buildings. We're at security fencing. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
No, well,
got
it's close by. You haven't driven anywhere. It's close by.
There's
so
just
I have
a gate
asked
we
you
can go
to
through.
Follow us.
No.
Snow gates. Okay.
And we're far away from any kind of gate.
Because I should think a Humvee would be capable of just simply driving through a chain link fence.
It's not chain link.
Chain link.
Oh. Yeah. I missed this. Okay.
You were sleeping for the past 10 minutes. We understand.
Sorry.
That was tougher stuff. Okay.
What were you browsing? What were you browsing?
I was trying to see if you could stream Discord to an Apple TV. Because I thought it would look better on the big screen. I'm sorry.
It would. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that would work.
At least it was game related. That's good.
It was game related, yes.
It was game related.
All right. I'm going to flip the button on the rocket launcher that switches it from super cool magic to boring old fashioned missile.
Okay.
And I'm going to kick some ass.
All right, well hold on. You got to get to the fence first. So
okay, well I'm ready. You guys just get me there.
All right. So the bus, I'm assuming, is pulling away?
Yes, bus pulling away, going to the back of the building toward the wall.
And then the Humvee's following it. Yes?
Mhm.
All right, so everybody roll versus tough.
Well,
ooh.
Nine.
11.
5. Oh, wait, are we rolling 2 die?
Oh, sorry, 9.
Yeah, 2 die.
Oh, 2 die. Oh, well, then hold on. 7.
All right, who got 7 through 9?
I got
Zeke and
got a Zeke. 9.
I got a 9.
I got a 9.
Okay. And Beth, what did you get?
11.
Okay, so everybody but Beth takes one harm.
Oh.
Because the soldiers all open fire.
Oh my gosh.
I win.
No problem.
Okay. I have a giant spike through my leg, so.
So they're firing at the bus as we're getting away. So we all, what about the people on the bus? Did they all get shot too?
Well,
I tell you know, when they get in the bus, I'm assuming they're
the
already
spike
ducking.
On Beth's leg, all the bullets ricocheted off of the spike. She protected herself and the fellow passengers.
Joe's about to go Game of Thrones on us. He's gonna kill.
No, you're
character.
Not. Do not kill Jeez. Ambrose. This probably seems some red wedding business.
All right, we said there's what 20. There's 20.
Yes.
There's 20 characters or so.
And
all right, so I will say 9 of those get hit.
Oh my gosh. Please tell me that Athena and Drew are not the ones that get hit.
Well,
no.
Who else do we have? We have Brian, I got him. Sigmund's with. I guess everybody's fair game.
And who has Brian. Guns? We need to be shooting back at them.
Well, first we need to deal with the people that are probably dead now. Let's find out who that is.
You're jumping ahead. They've been shot. They're not dead.
My bad.
I'm missing somebody. Athena, Drew, Carl, Brian, Lou.
Lou's there too.
Lou's there.
Ambrose.
Ambrose.
Carl.
Hawk. Got him, Kevin, and Kevin. The other orderly that you brought back to life.
Just don't kill off our Uber driver, please.
But yeah, poor Brian. Leave.
Yeah.
Who is the friend of a friend who helped?
That's Carl. He's on there.
Carl.
All right, and then we've got. All right, so by my count, as far as NPCs go, we have 15 NPCs.
Okay.
So. I'm going to roll a d20 9 times, and every time, like, so a 16, 17, or 18, or a 16 through 20 will hit nobody. But then it will do 2 damage to anybody that it hits otherwise. Okay.
Okay.
Just wait before you kill anyone off. Just think about the franchising, like these, like. Uber comes with Uber.
Yeah, does anyone die or are they only getting 2 harm?
They're getting 2 harm, but for NPCs, that's a lot of harm. It's going to be dire straits for them. You're going to need to deal with it pretty quickly. So
are you rolling 15 times, like one for each person?
No. I'm like nine. There were nine bullets that went out.
Oh, okay, you're rolling nine.
And made impact.
I see. Okay.
So Kevin's the first one to get hit.
Ah.
Drew takes a hit. Lou takes a hit.
Oh my god. Fuck.
Ambrose takes a hit.
No.
One misses. That was five. One of the nameless homeless people gets hit.
Red shirt.
Yeah. Another homeless person gets hit. Carl gets hit. And one more. And Sigmund gets hit. Oh, no.
Okay, all right, wait. Is Sigmund driving or Zeke?
Zeke.
Zeke is driving.
Okay.
Wait, but Zeke is driving the Humvee.
Yeah.
These were all people in the bus, right?
Well, no, this is everybody. Like, people are opening fire from the three are shooting at the Humvee, and three are shooting at the bus.
Oh, okay.
Who has guns? I feel like Carl had a gun. Didn't he?
Carl had a gun. Lou, I think, picked up a gun. I think that's probably it.
I know I've been shot. How badly am I hurt? Can I grab Carl's gun and shoot out the window?
You guys got 1 point of damage. So I think that for you is, no, we ended up not giving you that damage earlier. So I think you're at three harm.
I think I was at three. So now I'm at four. Yeah.
Well, I think we were at three because we said you were going to get hit by the door, but I said that was silliness. And so we just delayed an action.
Do we know which of those are in the Humvee?
The only one in the Humvee, I believe, is Sigmund.
It's Sigmund, because Sigmund, Zeke, and Donovan are in the Humvee.
Okay. Because we could roll to protect someone. Zeke could try and protect somebody to protect Sigmund, but do we care?
That's up to you. Do you want to say that you covered him when the firefight started?
As I'm driving and I cover him?
Yeah, that seems like it's a little bit hard.
Not for Zeke.
All right.
All right. Ooh. 9 plus 2, 11.
2's cool.
No, protect somebody is tough, plus tough.
Oh, plus tough. And so it's 11. All right, so Sigmund's fine. He misses. Like, you pull him down, and like you make him duck, and it misses him. So we'll take that one.
Excellent.
Away. Anybody else want to do a protect action?
You can protect people?
Yeah. It's a tough move.
Can I protect Drew?
Yeah.
What? So I just roll? What? It's tough?
Roll plus wait, tough.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I rolled a 10.
Excellent. She won't take that fire. Let's say that you pull her down out of the way before the shot takes.
Okay, great. And then I take Kevin's gun and I throw it at Bruce. And I take Carl's gun and I open fire on the people that are shooting at us.
All right. Was anybody else doing a protect action?
So is there anybody on the speed bus that can be protected?
You've got Kevin. You got Ambrose,
everybody else.
Got Lou.
Oh, you better protect Ambrose or you'll never be forgiven. There's only one choice, Bruce.
Bruce will protect Ambrose.
All right. Go for it.
All right. What am I rolling? Lou. Tough?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. I got a plus three on that. Seven.
So protect someone on a seven. You protect them. Okay. But you suffer some or all of the harm that they were going to get. So you can take two harm or you can take one harm and Drew takes one harm.
I will take two harm and die.
He's a zombie, guys. Calm down.
So I throw the gun at Bruce and it falls.
Because he's dead. Okay, and it wasn't Drew, it was Ambrose. Sorry. So you protect Ambrose.
Yes.
And in the process, you're out.
Yes. Dramatic death, by the way. That bullet went straight through the brain.
Okay, so I'm really mad, and I'm taking fire. I don't know what.
So now, since you are standing over Beth in your best Keanu, position, does that mean Beth is now, in addition, splattered with zombie blood and brain bits?
I don't think there's a splattering that occurs.
Well, it would go the other direction, I think.
Is a splattering. He took the shots. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think it would go. It would go
right to his head.
Right, so it would go past Beth, through him. Yeah. So no, she does not get sprayed. It's got gruesome all of a sudden.
I know, right?
Really gruesome. Bruce is everywhere. I'm like beyond pissed.
And so Susan goes and opens fire. Go ahead and roll. Kick some ass.
Okay, that wasn't great. 7. 8. Because it's tough, right? 8.
Yeah.
Rolled an 8.
And so I think you just exchange harm. You and whatever you're fighting inflict harm on each other. The amount of harm is based on the established dangers in the game. That usually means you inflict the harm rating of the weapon. I'm going to say you exchange one harm. So you take out one of them, but you take one harm yourself.
Okay. Can I, I'm still shooting. Can I, I don't know if anyone else like wants to shoot or.
Well, we're still driving, right? We're flying towards this hole because Donovan did shoot a hole through the fence, right?
We haven't gone there yet.
Never got the fence yet.
I'm ready. I'm holding.
Okay, so Zeke, I'm assuming, needs to start driving toward the fence, and I will just keep shooting. And
because I mean, if we're flying along, let's just try and get out of here. I mean, and then why Beth shoot at them if they're behind us?
Well, at this point, if you really want to fire at them, Susan, I would say at this point they're taking cover, and so you're basically just firing to provide cover.
Okay, I'm firing to provide cover, and have we moved toward the fence? Are they, like, shooting at us at the fence?
We're in movement, right?
You're driving. In movement. They're not shooting because you've got cover fire going on, so they're trying to duck them behind the doors. And so I would say you can maintain that up until Zeke starts following the bus, and then it's a little risky if you don't want to hit them.
Okay.
You are in a bus, and buses kind of bounce around a lot.
So I think we need to...
Donovan to the fence.
Yeah, Donovan needs to... Because that rocket launcher can shoot at some distance. I mean, we can't be more than a few hundred meters from this fence, right?
No,
so,
you're pretty close.
Yeah, so I think he could just shoot the rocket launcher from where we're at.
Okay.
All right.
GM, is it time?
I think it is time.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Woohoo! Okay, kicking some ass. Ho!
You could always use luck.
Okay, well, okay, I might use luck. So this is a 3 + 2 = 5.
Oh, it's our favorite number.
Right? This seems important. And so I am going to go ahead and use luck. I'm going to mark off a luck point here. And oh, what's this? Now it's a 12 plus 2 is 14. Hooray.
All right. So the rocket goes. It looks like he is going to lose his footing because Zeke is driving erratically. And yet he gets himself under control and he fires and it blows a hole in a section of the fence, and that is where we'll stop today.
Consequence-free success!
Yay!
Next time on What Is Not?
We have a mess of injured people.
Our regular base of operations is not safe anymore.
We need to heal, we need to regroup, we need to figure out next steps.
Hey, I think you should look at this guy. Doesn't look like he's doing so well.
Stop the bus. We need to go rescue our crew.
You've been listening to As the Dice Roll. The As the Dice Roll intro music is The Soap Opera by James Bowers. You can find and license his music through Pond5 at pond5.com. All the rest of the music in this episode is by Darren Curtis and can be found at darrencurtismusic.com. The opening voiceover is by our very own Rob Sometimes. You can find his podcast at comicbox.libsyn.com. And the As the Dice Roll logo was created by Marcel Edwards. Check out her book, No Great Matter, at
msedwards.com. As the Dice Roll is a proud member of the Geek to Geek Media Network. Check out other Geek to Geek shows, streams, and content at geektogeekmedia.com. If you'd like to contact the show, you can send an email to podcast@asthedicerollcast.com. Individual players and GMs' social media can be found on our website at asthedicerollcast.com.